Since the presidential election, a new tech-savvy generation of Republicans is trying to help the GOP reach out to younger voters online. Joining us from Houston is Mindy Finn, Weekend Edition's political blogger and co-founder of a new website, RebuildTheParty.com. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, Leanne.
Tell us what you're trying to accomplish with this website.
Well, in the short term, there is an election for the next Republican Party chairman, and that person plays an extremely important role over the direction of the party, over where resources are allocated, over the vision, over the message. And unfortunately, the election for that person takes place among only 168 people who are members of the RNC. And many of those people, while they might have a lot of a political experience, are most often over the age of 60 and aren't really in a place necessarily to understand where younger voters are coming from. And younger voters are where the party was really hurt in the 2008 election. So what we said with Rebuild the Party is let's open up the process. Each of us may not have a vote on who that chairman is, but we do have a voice. And we can help ensure that who that chairman is understands and commits themselves to modernizing the party when they take over the party in January.
Tell us what makes RebuildTheParty.com different from other conservative websites.
RebuildTheParty.com is truly an open effort. It's not getting behind a specific candidate or necessarily a specific policy. It really is focused on party building. It's focused on supporting the party and, in fact, challenging the party. It's saying we need to change the establishment. We need to change the status quo. And it's really doing that from the bottom up. Bottom-up organizing is the way to get the most people involved. It's what younger people are used to when they're used to social networks and they're used to having, you know, a lot of control over their daily lives, even when they watch TV. Many of them are DVRing and getting through the commercials. They're really self-selecting and having a lot of power in how they consume media and how they take part in the political process. And the site lets that happen and says, follow our lead, Republican Party. Do what the site is doing.
Are you concerned at all about alienating those in the party who may not be as internet savvy as the young generation?
We're not saying move everything, all the resources, into online communication. We're saying we're not doing enough of this. We've got two cycles now where the party has failed to modernize in the way that it needs to modernize. It's about return on investment. With the number of voters, when I say young, I'm not talking about 18. We're talking about under 40, under 50, who are involved in the process are going to the web. And the party would be foolish not to be devoting more resources into understanding how people are using communications and technology these days.
Weekend Edition blogger, Republican political strategist, and co-founder of the new website, RebuildTheParty.com, Mindy Finn. She joined us from Houston. Mindy, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Leanne.